Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cognac.
20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Falcons head to Berlin later on this afternoon. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20 as well.
They taking Joe with them?
I think so.
You're going to Germany?
International troublemaker, Smoke and Joe Patrick?
Yeah.
Nah, he'll be with me bright and early on Sunday morning on the Wade Ford tailgate show. I think they just had one too few seats.
Oh, that's what it was? Okay. They had to take somebody.
You gotta get Squidbilly in there with Wes and Dave.
Yeah. The engineer.
I think Squidbilly is the engineer.
No, the dude who works the things. The buttons.
Isn't that him?
No, Squidbilly don't do the buttons.
Oh, he doesn't do the buttons?
No, he don't do the buttons.
Oh, they bring the button guy to Germany?
I don't know.
Or maybe there's a German button guy.
I don't know. Okay. I do not know.
I don't either.
I don't know how that stuff works out.
I don't either. All right.
I need to call him. They let my boy Shot go?
I hope so.
Yeah. Or has he got to go to? Or he might got to go to Stark Vegas though.
Oh yeah. He's probably Dang.
Yeah, Starkville or Germany.
Similar. People say nice things about Starkville.
Hey, anybody I know that's from there has been there. No, I'm sorry. Not been there. Anybody who's from there or any place in Mississippi.
They love it.
They love the sip, man.
Nobody loves where they're from like people from Mississippi.
Nobody loves a sip more than sippers. Nobody. The sip.
People from Louisiana love Louisiana. People from Georgia love Georgia, no doubt. But nobody loves where they're from like people from Mississippi.
Nobody. Nobody loves a sip.
I've only driven through, but
why did you drive through there?
On our way to Springfield, Missouri.
Oh, with the Mississippi?
Mm-hmm, like the tip of it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like
okay.
The right,
okay.
Upper right.
Okay.
And then into Arkansas and then to Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the quickest way?
I don't know.
Or the scenic way.
It was the most scenic.
I was the scenic or the quickest?
Had to have been the quickest because, we went to Memphis. Stopped in Memphis and spent the night there.
Right.
And then on to Missouri. I don't know what it was.
If y'all were in Memphis, y'all were right down the street from Ole Miss. Because mm-hmm. Ole Miss is like an hour or so.
Yeah, it's not far.
Because when we play Ole Miss, we stay, everybody stays
in
Memphis.
Well, then West Memphis is in Mississippi.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So West Memphis is the, is that, what's, I've it's been a long time since I've been in Memphis. But like West is that where the sign was?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest, because I think what you're getting at is what's the bad part?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seemed all a little bit bad.
Yeah, man. Memphis.
Also good, though, too,
Yeah.
There's always
good parts everywhere.
There's always good and bad. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So y'all mentioned the Falcons wheels up, headed to Germany today. So it turns out Raheem Morris is a little bit of a history buff, which is really cool when he makes statements like this.
You'd be lying if you said no. Obviously we're going to a very important like Olympic spot, where Jesse Owens, won a gold medal.
Yeah, man.
In front of Hitler. And I mean, it's just crazy to even think about that you're going to play in that same exact stadium and do some of those different things. So just to get a chance to go out to the country in Germany and be a part of this, football going global and doing the things that they talked about years ago. And being to watch the National Football League, being to achieve these things was somewhat awesome. So
I really wanted to go back because, like I said, I was there when the wall came down. I didn't understand at that age the significance of what I was witnessing.
Yeah.
And so I would love to have an opportunity to be able to go back.
Yeah.
Because it was a big damn deal.
Oh, I can only
imagine.
It was
a big damn deal.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's visiting Berlin, Germany in general is high on my list. My dad was there for a couple years when he was in the military. Mm-hmm. I would love to go back there with him, actually.
Yeah, man.
But yeah.
Because because the thing about it, and that was my second year. Like the first year we went, the wall was up.
Mm-hmm.
And so being a kid, because, we were there for like 3 days. So we had a game on Saturday, a football game Saturday. So we got there Friday. So we got an opportunity to walk around the city and everything like that. But you're 11, 12. You don't understand
right.
that.
You don't know.
But, dude, I'm right there with you. Like, I would love to go back.
Those Olympics, too, my favorite book. I've mentioned it a couple times. Mm-hmm. The Boys in the Boat.
Yep.
They won gold at that Olympics as well.
They didn't make a movie about that?
They did. Okay. The movie was okay.
Yeah.
But the book was really good.
Right.
What are you laughing at?
No, I didn't see that coming. It's also where Usain Bolt set the 100, 200-meter world records.
Oh, yeah.
The 09 World Championships.
There you have it.
Yeah.
And hopefully the Falcons will put their
name right there next to Jesse Owens and Usain Bolt.
Jesse Owens, Usain Bolt, Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, like, man. There we go.
Slightly less like cultural impact on this one, but you know what?
A win
would be nice.
Right. So Green Bay Packers tight end Tucker Kraft, as we know, come to find out Monday, tore his ACL on Sunday during their game. So Romeo Doubs was asked about Tucker Kraft after the game. I don't know if that guardian cap squeezes Romeo Doubs' helmet too much to where – or maybe he just has those really, really good edibles. But wow. Romeo Doubs should inform – or somebody should inform Romeo Doubs the real condition or state of Tucker Kraft.
You know, just one of our captains or even just your worst enemy. I don't wish that on any man. And – you know, Tucker is in a better place, but
is he dead?
Again, you just gotta.
Does he think he's dead?
Next question, please.
Sorry. Does he think he's dead?
No.
Is the hospital a better place than the football field?
The IR ain't a better place. Yeah, like that.
I think he just kind of got a little, you know,
emotional,
yeah. And you get your cliches mixed up sometimes.
Man, maybe, but if you kind of look at him during the video,
do you think he thinks he's dead?
I don't think that he really thinks that he's dead. Maybe he's just kind of confused. It wouldn't surprise me if maybe he was something.
Well, he's probably really bummed out that their best player on offense is going to miss the rest of the year.
Yeah, That's also true.
Dude, Tucker Kraft has been phenomenal for those guys. But yeah, no, better place would be healthy and on the field. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Speaking of Romeo Doubs, this just kind of came to mind. So you know they have guardian caps are in Madden.
Oh, really?
Oh, they do?
These guys look every bit
they spare
as
no
much like a freaking Tootsie Pop on Madden as they do in the NFL, but just because it's kind of realistic. So,
yep. Got to get all the details in there.
Saturday night, it went down in the UFC octagon, but a little bit too quickly. So, evidently, when you're a minus 250 favorite to win a UFC fight, you probably shouldn't get choked out in the first round by a rear naked choke, nonetheless.
Ooh, that's the worst one.
So, Isaac Dolgarian was the favorite to win over Yadier Delval on Saturday night in UFC. Got choked out by a rear naked choke. So UFC co-founder Scott Sedin, who now owns Betting Watchdog, saw irregular betting traits
uh-oh.
Heading into this fight.
Oh, I think he threw it, huh?
Let Dana White know. So Dana White calls this guy. Ask him and his lawyer if he knows anything about why these betting irregulars are happening. Ask him if he thought he was hurt. What's going on? Are you injured? Do you owe anybody money? Has anybody approached you? Isaac Dolgarian tells Dana White, absolutely not. I'm going to kill this guy. Goes on to lose in the first round by rear naked choke. Dana White gets on the phone to the FBI.
Yeah.
As he should.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing, man.
It's a pretty big thing.
It's
happening. Jeepers, creepers.
And that's one of
those ones. How much more blatant can you get?
Right. But that's one of those ones we always talk about how hard it would be to do as a football player or something like that. Like, that's one. You can do that one. Individual players?
Yeah.
Or individual athletes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Now, do you think that he
sway the market?
Do you think that he may have wanted this to go down in the first round? Because that's also probably something you can bet on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're going to just throw the fight, wouldn't you want it to carry on for a couple of rounds? Like,
oh, yeah.
Or you think you're going to accidentally knock the guy out?
Right. Like, when you cheat on a test, you don't get an A+.
No.
Yeah, don't get them all right.
You get a 91.
You get a couple wrong.
Yeah, like 91 or something. Yeah.
Especially if you're a C student.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's people shouldn't be doing that. That's my take. don't be cheating for gamblers.
It's on.
Okay.
Big issue. It's an issue, bro.
It's an issue.
It's an issue, man.
Very big issue.
So y'all familiar with the movie that's a biopic, speaking of fighters, that Sydney Sweeney is going to be starring in pretty soon as she portrays Christy Martin, female boxer?
No.
That one's hitting theaters pretty soon in the next couple of weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
It's out today.
Oh, there you go. It's out today. TMZ caught up with Sydney Sweeney and asked her about putting on 35 pounds for this role and if she actually enjoyed getting in the ring, because she was in the ring for hours per day training for this fight. She didn't just go in there and try to make it look good. So Sweeney said that, or hinted to, she may be stepping into the ring or back into the ring in the celebrity boxing realm.
Who?
Yeah, right. I don't know. She didn't say, but she did say it's a surprise. You'll have to wait. I'm serious. You have to stay tuned for the pay-per-view, and you'll see. Who in the hell would Sydney Sweeney, at 28 years old, be celebrity boxing? She doesn't need the money.
Jake Paul's got her on the card, too, you know, somehow. Maybe.
How about Ronda Rousey?
Oh, my goodness. She'd get killed.
Yeah, Ronda would kill her.
She'd probably die.
Oh, yeah. She'd be folded up.
Fighter. Yeah, Ronda would probably knock her. What happened to Ronda, man? Why she just went away like that?
She went into WWE for a minute and then made a little bit of money there. And then she left WWE because she was going to go get back in the octagon. I don't guess that ever really.
She just started training again.
Holly took her soul, man.
Yeah.
Holly took her soul.
Yeah, that was the start of it.
Huh?
That was the start.
But that's when, when Holly beat her ass, because remember how she looked invincible and everything?
Yeah,
and Holly,
everything
Holly,
changed
then. That's
Holly
what sent her to WWE.
Holly whooped her ass.
Yeah.
Because she had a pretty good run at WWE.
She was destroying everybody leading up to that.
Yeah, yeah. So, when y'all are signing up for something, you know there's a little box there saying, hey, do you mind if we send you emails?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the fine print of those emails, it says you may get emails from our business partners also.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow or another, I get emails from Nabisco, or more specifically, Oreos.
Hmm.
All right? Which, okay, cool. You get to see what – you know, Oreos drop some – really, I call it exciting.
Yeah, no
flavors.
We got the cookie guy that shows up to Twin Peaks sometimes.
Yeah,
hooks us up.
Does he work for Nabisco?
No, he works for Frito-Lay's.
Okay, so he doesn't necessarily bring. So we won't be upsetting him with this, or maybe y'all would be excited about this. So Oreo has some limited time flavors coming out for Thanksgiving.
Oh no! Oh.
There are 6 flavors that you can get in a $20 tin. You can get 2 of each cookie. So I don't think that you can buy an entire pack of any of these flavors. But let me see if any of these float your boat, or if you're going to run out to Oreos.com and order these. So how about cream corn?
No
flavored Oreo.
God.
Oh, that sounds not good. I don't like cream corn anyway.
Oh,
how about sweet potato flavored Oreo?
No,
no,
no.
Better
no.
than cream corn.
No.
All right. How about main course time? Turkey and gravy.
No.
Oreos. No.
Are they going to be on the black in the black?
Yes.
Cookie.
That's, so I guess it's just the cream that's flavored. That's how Oreos work. Like peanut butter Oreos is just peanut butter flavored cream.
Right. That's true.
Oh no.
So it's just going to be chocolate. I mean, it would have to be. Is it going to
like a gravy flavored cream? Is what they're putting in.
Chocolate and gravy doesn't sound that good.
So this one they could probably pull off. These next two they could probably pull off. How about cranberry sauce?
No
flavored Oreo. No,
again, better than turkey.
No.
But
pumpkin pie.
No,
that's probably the best one.
Yeah,
because it actually is a sweet.
And then finally, apple caramel pie.
No.
No,
leave the white stuff in between.
Oh, dude, we're long gone past that.
But I'll eat the vanilla Oreos, but I stopped because I can literally sit there and eat a whole sleeve. They're so good.
Really?
Them and the damn white chocolate covered one Oreos.
Oh, now those are
dude,
some boss Oreos.
My
right
weakness
there.
Right there.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is my weakness right there.
The regular chocolate covered Oreos are pretty good.
I don't
too.
Eat them though. I don't really eat them. My kids love them. But like when she bought them, because you remember when it was a thing, white chocolate covered Oreos.
I'm sure it's a Christmas tradition, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
We've been to a fair and got deep fried.
You remember when Will Garrett used to bring all them damn? Will Garrett would always bring them damn.
He was a Oreo plug.
Yeah. I'll always get a fried Oreo from whatever fair or festival I'm at if I see them.
Yeah. They're real. We got the Halloween ones right now.
Halloween Oreos?
And those are just colored cream.
It's just, the cream's just orange.
Oh.
But they get excited about it because it's black and orange. I don't know.
It's fun,
yeah.
Well, go out there and get them a turkey and gravy flavor.
I will
Oreos.
Say this, and I'm not proud of this, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. It will get a 5-year-old in the car when you're running late for school.
Oh, yeah.
If you're fantastic. Like, hey, you know what? Why don't you have a car?
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Car. Why don't you have a car cookie?
Them damn muffins, man.
There's something deep down inside of me, though, that wants to try these just to try them.
Well, okay, we'll do it. And then you report back.
I don't know if I want to spend $20 on
special
12 Oreos.
Back page with Bo Special report.
Do we taste them live?
That would actually be great. Might as well.
Where are the video, Knox?
Might as
well. Video.
I think that's awesome. All right. We'll come back today to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.